Blog Talk Radio.
Thank y'all for tuning in to We Talk Productions, one of the only stations talking about black problems and black solutions. You are listening to the elephant in the room, and I'm your host, Shaka Zulu, a.k.a. Jamorian Harris. I have a special guest on tonight by the name of Javon Lunsford, and this is a great, 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 wonderful brother, man. I met the brother back in like 2016 at some study groups that we was going to. And, you know, the study groups that we be going to, we talk about black problems and black solutions like I just named. And the brother really about that life in terms of loving his people and practicing what he preached. And he's a videographer. He's a poet. He's a worker. He's a businessman. You know, he just came over here today. I got some Hill TV shirts. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Hill TV, or Hill TVU. I had it written down somewhere. Yeah, subscribe to Hill TVU, y'all. Hill TVU. That's his channel. The brother put up poetry. He put up his visualization is like off the charts. And so he came to me, and he came to me like in 2017 or late 2016, early 2017. He was like, yo, brother. Because he know how I do with the research. He said, brother, and because he's a victim of the system too. And don't get it. Look, any sisters that's listening, this is not anything against the sisters. This is not any, because just like you got some sorry dads that should be ashamed of themselves, you have some sorry moms. And just so happened, we living in a society today where women benefit from things so much so to where men, we suffer from it, like the child support system. So getting away from what I was saying about the good brother, he asked me to do a documentary about child support. I did not know the things that I learned about child support before he asked me to do that. He just knew my research methodology. And so I ain't going to spill the beans on everything that's in the documentary because y'all going to have to get it. Y'all going to have to get the documentary. And the brother's going to come up here and tell y'all about it. So I just want to start my show off before I get to any callers because I see quite a bit of people that called in tonight. I'm looking at, like, a lot of callers right now. And so before I unmute anybody, right, I want to play this. And like I said, sisters, if you listening, it's not anything against the sisters. I might say some things to where you got a lot of women that do men certain ways and put them on child support. All women are not the same, even if they put that man on child support. If you put your child's father on child support, that doesn't mean that you're a bad person, sister. It doesn't mean, listen, I sold drugs to my people before. I'll never sell drugs again. Somebody could come up and hold that against me. They could put a radio show about people that sell drugs to that people, to their people, or they sold drugs to their people. And I could be a caller that called in on that show like, hold up, I did that before that, but that don't mean that I'm like, you see what I'm saying? Because I didn't know no better. So I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Yeah, y'all women, y'all wrong for this. Y'all, nah. Great, great episode tonight. So I want to play this one clip because I got an hour show tonight. Usually I make it 2 hours. So I do a lot of talking. And so I want to play this clip and then I'm going to start the show, okay? The name of tonight's show is Child Support and Family Courts. Child Support and Family Courts. Not only the men suffer from this. Not only just the children, the women suffer too. We are all family, y'all. Whenever we start separating each other like fingers and we don't become that fist, we don't lose. We're going to be lost in the sauce. So check it out, y'all. I'm going to get to the callers. Let me play this clip real fast. It got something to do with the episode tonight. Check it out. Give me a few seconds. Here we go.
This man has been trying to answer for years. Why is Shelby County Juvenile
One sec.
Channel 3 getting to the bottom?
Hey, look. I had to go back. I had it up too far in the footage. This is a 4-minute clip, y'all, and it's just dealing with the child support system and how corrupt that it is. It's totally corrupt. It has nothing to do with a bad dad. It has nothing to do with a good dad. Child support is government support. Listen, when you get married, brothers and sisters, you better get 2 king-size beds. You better make some room for them lawyers, for the child support agencies, and the judges. Let me play this clip. It's a news footage. Real talk is a news footage. It's a news clip from, I forget what station, but a brother, and it showed that it wasn't his child. And this is the most evidence that you could basically show. Like, it ain't even about the child. It's about the government. Check it out.
Now to attend News Channel 3, getting to the bottom of a burning question one Memphis man has been trying to answer for years. Why is Shelby County Juvenile Court forcing him to pay for a child that is not biologically his? What's even more unusual, he says the judges at juvenile court have an idea who the real father is.
Yet they're still demanding he pay out. Now he's turning to On Your Side investigator, Stephanie Scurlock, for help. Talk show TV makes millions off the catchphrase, you are not the father. But the reality in Memphis is just because you're not the daddy doesn't mean Shelby County Juvenile Court won't make you pay.
I was down there in handcuffs, in chains.
Over the years, Edward Bowdery had his driver's license stripped and once even found himself in handcuffs over child support payments for a child that's not his.
I would hate to see somebody else go through the same thing. I've been going through these, man, headaches.
This mound of paperwork shows a juvenile court judge ordered him to pay child support even before the birth.
I didn't do a voluntary acknowledgement.
Damn.
I didn't sign the birth certificate. All I knew is we legitimated the child in your name.
Bowdery asked several judges during several hearings for a DNA test, but no judge ordered one.
I said, how did I get put on child support? And I never said this was my child. And they said, again, this is not what we're here for.
In 2009, he took the child himself to get a DNA test and found the son he'd supported for years was not biologically his. He took the documentation to court. The judge wouldn't accept it, but ordered a new DNA test done that showed the same results. Probability of paternity, 0%.
They never did do what they were originally supposed to do, which was give me the opportunity to take a DNA test. I was just a voice not being heard, so I guess I needed a choir.
Juvenile Court Magistrate Nancy Kessler agreed in October to allow Valerie to disestablish paternity, but only after, he says, she admonished him for taking it this far.
The judge stated that, well, I find it very distasteful that you're bastardizing a child.
The judge stopped the child support going forward, but Valerie still has to pay $450 a month to the mother in back pay. He doesn't believe he should have to pay anything. In fact, he believes someone owes him money, the $30,000 he's already paid. Administrators at Juvenile Court denied our request for an interview on this case, saying it's not appropriate to comment about rulings. What are the chances of him getting his money back?
It is very unusual and very infrequent.
Family lawyer Miles Mason says in a similar case, the Tennessee Supreme Court ruled a man in Middle Tennessee could sue his ex-wife for fraud. He got a $100,000 judgment.
There was a very large judgment awarded against the mother, but I doubt it would be likely that they would be able to collect in most cases. This bill is simple, that a person who has proven not to be the biological father.
State Representative G.A. Hardaway says he's heard from a number of fathers in his district who were like Valerie. He introduced a bill letting them file civil lawsuits against the biological fathers, but it never made it out of committee.
To a degree, justice needs to be served. I think it needs to be a totally different, a new law or something.
The question many people might ask, why is Valerie still paying back pay to the child's mother? Well, we're told by law, the new judge he's dealing with can't undo another judge's ruling. Well, the Underside Investigator, Stephanie Skirl.
Hello, Cheryl. And so I just wanted, that's the only clip I'm going to play. I'm going to get to the callers. Press the number one if you got any comments, statements, or criticism. And I just want to give my commentary real fast off that last, the clip that you just listened to, y'all. Now, this is totally not about the children. And this is this man's case. Like, I tell people all the time, like, we have to understand how child support came about. Child support started in 1910 with the Desertion Act. Like, you desert somebody, and it was for white married men. Child support was created, and it was for white married men. I don't want nobody up there tonight trying to put the remix on child support. Oh, nah. See, I did this because of that. And it's a conquering divide tool that these white folks use. And due to the fact, let me say something real fast. We see those slave movies. We're not in that type of slavery. The psychological effects of slavery was way more worse. Not was, but is way more worse than the physical aspect. Not saying that the physical aspect won't anything, because our ancestors went through some stuff. But the psychological effects of slavery did something to it. Let me tell y'all something real. I do some nigga shit sometimes. It might not be with my children to it, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But not even going into detail, I'll do some nigga shit sometimes. I put a Facebook post up the other day about name a ghetto name, and some people were correcting me on the post, right? And I wasn't trying to be funny, but I thought about it. Okay, that was some nigga shit right there. You know what I'm saying? That's some psychological things that I'm not perfect just because I'm speaking about some real talk. So what I'm saying is child support was created for white married people because black folks were segregated until 1965 or whatever. And so it was white men that left their families. They left their families because you got to understand about a contract. A marriage license is a contract, y'all. It's like me having a contract with somebody, and then I do something against that contract, I violate that contract, and I got to pay the money. Whatever money I got to pay, I got to pay the money. Whether you know your law, you know your rights or not, I got to pay the money. Marriage is a contract. So when they was putting these white dudes on child support, they left their families. These white dudes started going from state to state. They only put black men on child support in 1975. Not just black men, they put everybody else. But mainly, you know, black men suffer from it. And so the white men escaped from state to state trying to run from these white folks. The white folks, they the ones that made it to where, oh, we're going to make this federal. We're going to make it to where no matter where you go, because it ain't going to just be a state thing, it's going to be a federal thing. So no matter where you go, we're going to garnish your wages. You see what I'm saying? And so our sisters, I know our sisters, I ain't saying they don't understand. The 95% of people that's on child support is men. So I don't want to hear, oh, I know the female that's on 95% of people that's on child support, and most dudes that's on child support, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. Most dudes that's on it is good dads, but I ain't going to lie. It's some dudes that's on it that's sorry dads, but there's a magnifying glass that's put on the sorry dads, and it blows the picture up to make it look like dudes that don't do what they supposed to do that's on child support because you got this lying-ass media. Let me get to the callers. Press the number one if y'all have any questions, comments, or criticism. All right, last four digits, 8775. Hold on, you done went somewhere, brother. I see another caller. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, I seen somebody else with their hand up first. I see you 2011, but I seen somebody else with their hand up first. Hold on 1 second. That call must have dropped. All right, let me get 2011, last four digits, 2011. I'm trying to unmute you right now. 1 second, brother. 1 second. All right, you unmuted, 2011.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, what's up with you, brother?
Not nothing. Yeah, I'm going to chime in on this here discussion that you got because it's you know, it hit home base with me because sometimes I don't feel like an excellent dad, but I am a father. You feel what I'm talking about?
Excellent dad.
And yeah. With that being said, I'm currently still on child support, and been for since they was knee high from a fly's eye. I've been in my kid's life. You get what I'm talking about? You know, because you my brother. You know what I'm saying? You've been with me for a long time. Now, my dumbass baby mama, all right, we're going to start that off like that. My dumbass baby mama is ignorant because she's a system baby. You get what I'm saying? Now, it's different from a working class, like a working woman who's really independent, you know what I mean? To a system baby, which is my, you know, baby mama, who can't, you know, seem to get off the system and don't know how to survive without the system. All right. The point I'm trying to make is, how do you get off child support? Or, as a matter of fact, that's not the question. It ain't even a question. It's a statement, actually. It's more so of I'm on child support. I had both of my kids. I've been doing this from day one. You know what I mean? And say, for instance, I was in Fayetteville for 7 years. Their first 7 years of their life, they was in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Fayetteville, North Carolina never, you know, looked for me for papers or anything like that. So she moved to a whole nother county, which is Hope County. Now, Hope County, as soon as she get down there, you know, she applied for the system, and, you know, again, they approved her for whatever. And, you know, like I said, I'm bitching and barking into her caseworker because for 7 years we was in Fayetteville. I'm working, you know what I'm saying? I got my little side hustle or whatever the case may be. And they never sent, you know, sent the police after me or anything, but her first, like, month and a half of her in, you know, another county, they come shooting. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
All right, so, is you know, it's a touchy subject for me because
go ahead, buddy.
I have two sons. You get it? You know what I mean? Now, I've been paying child support for two sons for the longest. Recently, like in 2018, I think. Yeah, about the beginning of 2018, I get a message, you know, from the biological father of my firstborn. You get what I mean? It sounds weird, but it's true. You feel me? Now,
yeah,
this guy right here, you know, he has a disability where it's hard for him to produce kids. Me not, you know, knowing this until, you know, later, my son now is 13. At the time, he was 13, 14, somewhere around now. And, you know, it came out that, you know, I got the text message and I got, you know, the my son's father, well, the biological sperm donor, put it like that. And me and him, we sit down and chopped it up, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
long story short,
she
been lying for a long time, and I'm still on child support, and I can't, you know, I can't get down to, you know, rape her without them niggas, you know, trying to hound me for some bullshit, like try to lock me up for some back pay or some arrears or something. And
yeah,
I'm trying to
man.
Figure out, like, what is it that I can do? You know what I'm saying? Not to, I don't want to hurt her, but shit, I've been hurt for the longest, and it never fazed her. It never stopped her from breathing, but it stopped me from doing a lot of things. You get what I'm saying?
And we're gonna get to the solutions. And I want some more of your commentary too, brother, and your wife. But I'm gonna get to the guest caller, the guest that I have on tonight with his documentary on child support. I'm gonna mute you, and then I'm gonna get back to you because you just said, man. And I wish my show was 2 hours tonight. That's why I make it 2 hours instead of an hour, because it's from 9 to 10 Eastern time tonight. But look, I'm going to get back to you, brother, and I'm going to get to the guest caller tonight, okay?
Yeah.
Just mute your phone. Okay. All right. Caller 0691, Brother Javon, you can introduce yourself. Tell them where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on, people? I'm Javon Lunsford, CEO of Hill TV, Health, Inspiration, Love Life Television. I'm a filmmaker, I'm an activist, I'm an MC, I'm a poet, and I love my people. I got a documentary coming out on June 16th, Father's Day, one of the realest documentaries you'll ever see. I got my brother Shaka Zulu, he's the narrator of it. And it's a wonderful, wonderful movie. We're here to bring man, woman, and child together. You can find it on YouTube, Hill TV U. That's HILL, the letter T, the V, and the capital U. Thank you for having me on the show tonight, brother.
Yeah, you're welcome, brother. Can you talk about, like, a little testimonial before you get off the phone? Because the brother, he's very busy. And so, like, a little testimonial, if you don't mind, and how you came up with this documentary and how powerful it is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No problem, man. Again, I thank you and I appreciate you for having me on the show tonight, Elephant in the Room. I've been tuning in for a while. It's a great show. Basically, I was personally affected by this issue. I have three boys, but I'm on child support for two. And I've been traumatized by the child support system and family court system. I was actually, when I was put on child support, it was never because I was a deadbeat father. It was never because I neglected my children. It was only because me and my ex-wife didn't see eye to eye no more, and I chose to move on. And she couldn't handle and she didn't know how to heal what we talked about previously today. And she decided that I'm going to hurt him. I'm not done healing, so I'm going to hurt him by taking them to the system, where I look at that as a public lynching, because that's what child support is. It's a financial public lynching, and that's what she did to me.
Government support.
And it strips you of your masculinity. So by me being traumatized by that system, being treating my kids like a bill, and not actual human beings being told to shut up, you know. So you really you don't have no win up in that system. It's all about empowering the woman. We're viewed as the enemy in there. The whole process need to be modified and looked over, and they're using our household and our family as profit, because most of the women that's on child support, they don't even get that. They don't realize there's fees and there's, you know, the government is one big hustle. They're chopping that check in half. You're not even getting the full support. And it's not all about the money. Physical, time, memories are the money. Spending time with your children, taking them to the ball game, giving them that knowledge and them lessons that you can give them, passing on that spiritual wealth and health. So that's the reason it's a very touchy subject for me, and I know it's for a lot of men and women out there, because we got a lot of brothers out there ain't handling their business. Yep. So don't get it twisted, sisters. We ain't just getting on y'all. We getting on these no sorry men either. You got some real bums out here ain't handling their business, and they need to get dealt with absolutely. We just saying the good men, the kings out here handling theirs, just because we don't see eye to eye. Don't take them babies from that father. Don't take them down to that system. We got to learn how to govern self and find a resolution in within self. Thank you.
That's right. And brother, look, man, if you could just stay on just a little bit longer, man, because I'm going to use your time instead of me doing a lot of talking. I'm gonna let you take the platform over and go in on the documentary. And –
It's a special documentary, man.
Go ahead, brother.
3 years in the making. Yeah, no, I'm sorry to cut you off, bro. It's 3 years
in the
making.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man, it's 3 years in the making. I met you at the Kemet, at the African Study Group, you know, uplifting our people, finding out strategies, and we end up connecting. You did a tremendous, tremendous job as the narrator. A lot of great information, y'all. We're not just getting on sisters. We're getting on both sides, and we're trying to find a resolution and learn how to be civil again. You know, learn how to govern ourselves, and let's keep them out of our business, and let's solve our own issues. We don't need them in our business. Let's solve our own issues. The documentary is approximately an hour and 20 minutes, so it is a full-length film, and we have a lot of different treats in there, man. I don't want to let out too much, but, you know, go to the YouTube channel, YouTube Hill TV U, or you can go to Instagram, Hill TV _, or Facebook Hill TV. We all over the social media game, and we got the trail out. We got plenty of content out, and it's just, it really is a very informative documentary. I suggest you guys see it. Support child. Yes, sir.
And I wanted to say this real fast, because my brother, and was just speaking before me, my best friend, he was talking about how he was paying child support for a child that wasn't his. I got my DNA test back recently. I'm 38 years old. I heard through the grapevine when I was 27 for the first time that my pops couldn't have been my pops, and my aunt came back and told me that. And so the reason why I'm bringing that up is because I actually got my results back, and turns out that my pops ain't my pops. And I ended up going out. Me and my real pops, we done got up. We been going out to eat together. We been doing, man, we been reminiscing. Well, I can't reminisce with him, but I've been reminiscing to tell him what I've been doing. And so what I'm saying is, he's a victim, and I'm a victim, and my so-called father is a victim. Listen, sisters, it ain't because I'm not saying y'all, because 95% of people that's on child support is men. It ain't because it's y'all's fault. It's because it's what the government did. They gave y'all benefits, and then they locked the man up. They give us a problem. We got to send him drugs, not saying we should. And so there's so many things that go on, and then the children suffer at the end of the day. Our children suffer at the end of the day. Did y'all know? And it's real fast. One thing that's in the documentary that I narrated, I spoke on this in the documentary. Every dollar that's taken from the father is 66% of that dollar is gone to the federal government. Then the state come in. The state gets 17 cents. And then that's why I know brothers spend $1,500 a month in child support for two children, $1,500 something dollars. Do you think that every woman getting back $1,500? I'd be surprised if she's getting back $300.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's government support.
Right.
The judges is getting paid. The child support agency
is
getting paid. And you could get out of it, but that's for later in the episode for the solution stage. So if anybody else, go ahead, brother. I'm going to get to the other callers, but I'm letting you take over the show because you ain't got that
fine.
Much time.
June 16th, Father's Day, you know, I decided to drop it on that day. I thought it would be memorable to drop it on that day. And you guys, please go check it out.
Father's
Support
Day.
Child
That's
documentary.
Real.
Yeah, man, dropping it on Father's Day, June 16th.
It's
a
powerful
documentary.
You,
everybody did everybody did a wonderful job. Kenita Stubbs, Shaka Zulu, Lamore Decina, the lyrical storyteller, Justin J.P. Perry on the artwork. Thank you. Jay Supreme, Wi-Fi Films, King Parts, my brother Guap Bop, Concrete Celebrities, my brother Tavell, King Gerald, King Blair, everybody that played a part, my brother King Parts, salute. Everybody that played a part in this film, they had what I loved about the documentary. Everybody had different perspectives. Nobody had the same perspective. My homegirl, Misty Nicole, Janaya, the poet, Words of Mensa. Everybody played a very crucial role on bringing this story together. Because it just ain't your average documentary, y'all. That's why you got to make sure you go to YouTube, Hill TVU, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell. Because it just ain't just narrating and a whole bunch of facts and all that. You got some real stories in there, some real passion, some real drama. I got a dope skit in there, and I got some other stuff under my sleeve. So please, please go watch this film. Go subscribe to the channel. June 16th, Father's Day, is one of the realest documentaries ever made. And we got some more stuff coming. I want to thank Shaka Zulu, Elephant in the Room. I appreciate y'all. I got to go, brother. I thank you. I love you. I appreciate y'all. Everybody have a great night. Keep listening and subscribe.
Hey, look. Just put it on mute real fast because I want to get to a caller. A caller want to have something to say, but you ain't got to say anything, brother. You can do whatever you got to do. You can put it on mute and just listen. Put it on
speakerphone.
Oh, I put
it on mute
and
listen.
Sister got
That's
something
fine.
To say. Your sister got something to say.
And real quick, brother, I want to say, health, inspiration, love, live. All right, thank you.
Yes, that's beautiful, brother. Last four digits, 5565. You can go ahead and speak, sister.
How y'all doing this evening?
How you doing, sister?
I'm doing good. I just have a quick little comment. I was reminded Malcolm X tried to teach us for a long time to stop copying the Caucasian race. I remember him saying that the reason people smoke and drink and like those nasty stinking dogs is because that's what they see the Caucasian doing. So the Caucasian, no doubt, has gone out here and married these folk and had their little litter with them, and then he decided to leave them, and so then the child support system came into play to go after the Caucasian male about his litter. And so then the black man, with his copycat behind self, chose to go out and do the exact same thing, all the while knowing that whenever black people do something, we're always punished more severely than the Caucasian race. So my point is, I heard the brother saying that he and his wife went their separate ways or what have you. There has to be some type of system in place to where men just can't go around here and get themselves a good nut and then just walk out of the picture.
Hey, but you said a shotgun wedding, didn't me. Remember them shotgun weddings? Like, you got my daughter pregnant, you got to marry her now. They owe you a gun for it, make you marry her.
And then on top of that, you know, it's like, oh, well, this co-parenting foolishness that Massa has brought out and the ignorant Negro all the narrative that Massa brings out. If it was just the sperm that could make the child by itself, then the male could raise the child by himself. Well, if it was just an egg that created the child, then the female could. But it took a sperm and an egg to come together. It's very elementary, downright basic. If it's one sperm and one egg that came together to create that life, then that sperm person and that egg person need to stay together to raise those children. What's wrong with the black community is there's going to come a time in a very near future that black people that went around here and screwed so much with so many different people that everybody is going to be somebody's sibling. It's disgusting, really. So instead of us talking about a so-called child support system,
right.
which we already know doesn't help the child, even if the child is receiving $2,000 a month.
And the family court. And the family court. And I ain't talking about fight for your children, y'all. I'm not saying don't go to family court. I'm not saying that. Yes, go. That you got to fight for your baby. Whatever that you got.
What you need to do is be a real man and be a real woman and say, look at here, we're grown ups. There has to be a reasonable solution for us to be able to raise this child together, because we've created the child together. The sperm wasn't in one place and the egg in another and brought forth life. They had to have come together. So if it was worth it, I heard some dude say he's sorry, the woman is sorry. Well, if she's sorry and you screwed her, what does that make you? At some point in time, we got to get away from the Caucasian narrative and get back to basics about caring enough about our children and putting our selfish behinds on the back burner and make sure that these youngins are taken care of. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, look, stay up. Hey, look, you on motherfucking fire right now. Look, stay right there, because I got two callers, 1258, last four digits, 7156, with their hands up. And I'm just mute your phone, sister, because I don't even want to mute you, just because I want you to chime in at any time. You know what I'm saying? I want you to get along. Sometimes you got some stuff to say, and you want to say it right then, and you might forget about it. So just mute your phone, and you can say anything at any time. Last four digits, 1258, 1258, last four digits. You got your hands up? You have anything to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a few little comments about I'm not experienced with the child support, but I know a lot of people who has, and most of the women that I do know who has put men on child support did it out of spite. But there's one particular young lady I wanted to speak about in particular, which is a family member of mine. She don't have any of her children. Every time she have kids, they will be taken away from her because of something that she done to the children. The father end up getting the kids most of the time. However, none of them are holding her responsible for her kids. She's not giving them anything. She don't come by to see her children. She don't visit them. And I hear everybody talking about the men, and it's not always. I mean, there is some deadbeat guys out there, and we do know a lot of them. But I know a lot of men who would love to take care of their children. But then you got the females, like, just petty. But this one girl, like, they're not holding her responsible. She's out here making other children without being responsible for those. It's ridiculous. It's pathetic. I just wanted to make that statement. You know, a lot of us have to do better with this. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, you even know the female that I'm talking about. Like, it's crazy. And I even told them that they have more rights than they think they have. Men need to know their rights as well, especially if they want to acquire their children, they want to get them, they need to know their rights, because the females lie to them, make them think they don't know, because a lot of them don't know. A lot of them, this could be their first child, so they're trying to get their child, and they're doing the best they can. And then you got trifling females like her, who, just like the other day, she wanted to go at the 4 years you haven't seen your son, now you want to just go and inquire him and take him from his father, and his father is raising him to be a man the best way he can. Even he has help with his girlfriend and his parents, he's still raising his son. He has him. So why would you want to take him from his father to bring him around you, who don't have a home to put him in, and you're dressing all kind of ways, you talk all kinds of ways? Like, that boy don't need to grow up to see a woman act that way. Just wanted to put that out there.
And so the piggyback real fast is I wanted to tell a little fast personal story, because we got like 21 more minutes, and this is like 2 minutes, and that is my own omission that I have, because we could talk all that shit about, oh, she ain't nothing, or somebody else could say, he ain't nothing. But you take that one thing that you got four fingers pointing back at yourself. And so the reason why I'm saying that is because, without explaining my business, but just the things that I could tell y'all, like I had talked to a female before, like 3 years ago. I met her. She's a beautiful woman, very intelligent, right? That's what attracted me to her, because I'm sapiosexual, which means somebody attracted to somebody intelligent. And so And so I met her, but she was a hoe. And so I tried to forget about it because I used to be like that years ago. So I was like, you know what? She told me this and she told me that. So I ended up getting up pregnant. Long story short, I don't put my hands on women or anything like that. And fast forward, only if I'm telling the truth, y'all, because you know somebody could put the remix on their own stories. But only if I'm telling the truth, if this is true, about her moving away with my son, it did something to me because I never seen him. He's 18 months now. He was born December 23rd, 2017. And I never touched him. I never seen him. And so I talked shit about her. Like, this bitch ain't shit. Well, she ain't or whatever. But then I catch myself, like, the sister that was just up here, what about you? Like, I catch myself, like, damn. If a person is that messed up, how did that messed up person end up in my life? Because my messed up decisions. You see what I'm saying? And so I learned to become humble. It humbled me. It did something to me. And I learned that I didn't know anything about a relationship that went further to child support because she ended up trying to put me on child support or whatever. And so, you know, but that's just something that I learned. And you sisters could chime in anytime. You can unmute yourself or whatever. You could chime in at any time. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, of course, sister. Okay. Either one of y'all that want to chime in.
I have another dilemma. They're talking about abortion all over the country now. And, of course, the Caucasian is a word master. So the Caucasian says
yes.
That a woman has the right to choose what to do with her body. Now, that has to be a lie because the jails are full of women that you arrest every day for prostitution. Not only
that,
if a woman decided she wanted to go jogging down the street topless, like men jog down the street topless, she'd be arrested. So whenever the Caucasian says something, y'all, instead of jumping on his narrative, take a second to think. Use your own brain because you have a brain, too. You don't have to rely on Master's brain because Master's brain is contaminated with parasites. A woman doesn't have a right to choose what to do with her body because if she did, she wouldn't be in jail for prostitution. What the Caucasian does is tell a woman that foolishness so that they can vote for him or her, whether it's a female candidate or male. And then they get the vote, and you still don't have a right to choose to do what you want to do with your own body. So having said all of that, as I listened to Shaka saying that he was with the woman, and everybody heard that she wasn't, a very decent woman or what have you, but he still chose to do whatever he chose to do with her.
Yep.
And so that's my point. We all have choices. We all have choices. And so I think we need to do a lot less screwing and start to just come down for a little bit, making like, you know, your little sex instrument is so important because it's not. And let's take some time to love on all these children, on all of them, because black people have
that's
a tendency, everything of their children, especially when it comes to fake hair, fake fingernails, fake eyelashes. You don't get the time. If you ain't got but $80 left, you're going to spend that $80 getting something fake to go in your hair because Master done told you that makes you attractive. No, what makes you attractive is you being you and being in love with your own self, putting your own self up on a pedestal.
You don't need those eyelashes.
Look like you've been in a fight with a spider and you won the fight, so you took his leg to show everybody that you won the fight with the spider. It's disgusting. I wish we as black women would take some time to love ourselves and then wouldn't have to go out here chasing every Tom, Harry, Dick to make us feel good.
And look, you can mute yourself, sister, but look, you on fire once again. And I ain't even about to mute you. Just mute yourself, because I seen 7156 last four digits hands up for a minute. So I'm about to get to you, 7156. I just unmuted you. You have anything to say? Last four digits, 7156.
Hello, how everybody doing?
How you doing, brother?
Hello.
I'm blessed.
How you doing?
I'd like to commend everybody and shouts to Javon Lunsford for putting this out, and shouts out to you, Shock, for the platform that you allowed this on. All right, my case is really unique. The child support that I received is from two kids that's not mine. I have three kids.
Yeah.
I first had my first child when I was 16. All three of my kids have my last name. Two of them are grown, and I just had one that's 7 years old. They have my last name, never had child support for none of them. But kids come after that, and the women went the child support that I wasn't even in the town. All right. Like I said, my case is unique. early part of 98, I went to New York. All right. I didn't get back to North Carolina to 2003. They had a little girl that was born in 2000. So now when I get back in 2003, they already had my name. So I'm showing them paperwork of where I was at, what I was doing. Matter of fact, I was in jail on Rikers Island for a year, in 2000, 2001. So I brought all that. They still gave me this child support. I mean, they gave me child support. They didn't let me. I couldn't do a test. I finally get to a judge.
Did you sign a birth certificate? Did you sign a birth certificate or anything?
Never, ever. You know what they showed me? A paper before the child was born that they got from UPS that I signed for a package.
Did you tune in when I played the story from the brother that just said what you just said? The brother said what you just said when I played the footage in the beginning.
I've been on, but check it. Listen to me. My mind is way uniquer than that right there. So 2005, I seen this judge. All the time I'm going to judges, they locking me up for asking for a paternity test. So I'm making, they put bonds on me for $600, $500, $400. These is the bonds they're giving me for asking, I need a lawyer, asking that I need to appeal this, asking where is the girl. The female never came until I went for a reduction and I went to have a paternity test. We finally see the judge.
Yeah.
I get the paternity test, 2005, so that's 2 years later. I get the paternity test. I get that, did it. The prosecutor and the lawyer, the girl lawyer, sat up front and said, he's asking for the test. What should I do? So I blurted out in court, judge, they just said that they won't give me the test back, what I took and paid for.
So he was like,
listen, if the woman quickly said, I want to continue this. So I said, I don't want to continue. I'm by myself. A lawyer ended up taking my case pro bono, just taking it, because he saw how they was doing me in court. All right, come to find out the child wasn't mine. So all this money was just in the wind. This girl stayed. I knew it was funny because, like I said, I wasn't in the town. So I finally get to this caseworker. The caseworker got fired. The caseworker told me that they picked my picture out of a prison lineup. That was number one. Number two, when I got to him, I had my friend that worked in social service. So he had his girl to look up the paperwork. They had this guy that was there that signed the birth certificate, everything, that's been with the woman. He signed. His name was on there as father with his social and his birth. And they had the daughter name with his last name, whatever. Then they had my name with the social saying father. So I'm like, this child must be cloned. What is going on with this child here?
That's crazy.
I'm the only one that's getting locked up. He's never going nowhere. He come to court twice with the woman. So I'm like, yo, so I finally got down there and got him. I had my lady at the time. She was going to court with me. So I said, who are you? He going to say, we don't have to tell you nothing. So I'm like, yo, what's going on with this, man? So we still, so the little girl started getting bigger. So she hit me in my inbox. It was like this. My mother told me that you did a wrong and you did this. Now, I know this woman from a hole in the wall. So we went and bought this child $500 worth of clothes because I didn't want her to be like that. When I went to the thing, so the girl told me that they'll meet me at the park. This is the mother. When I got to the park with the clothes in my hand, standing up with the bag, the police came and arrested me, say that I was stalking the girl and putting and sending threats out to her. And I'm like, yo, wow. Come to find out, hold on, give me 1 second. Come to find out,
this girl
been on the system for, got 14 kids. So she been on the system all that time. 14 kids. She put me on child support because they were saying that I had a little something, I had a little bit of money, whatever. So they put me on child support, wanting to get money out of me for this child. And it went with them. So I could, I mean,
yo,
I could go on and on and on, but like I said, my case
is,
hello,
brother,
is truly,
this is like a part one. This
else.
episode is going to be a part one. I see the person with, look, you can mute your phone, you can chime in at any time if anybody say anything or whatever, brother. Look, just mute your phone, and I'm going to get to the call because
okay.
I got like 10 minutes left. And
okay.
So the caller with the last four digits, and that was some deep. That man, I'm gonna record this call. And
you
probably have to text me. I'm gonna send you the recording of this, man. Yeah, appreciate you too, man. That was some, man. You just blew my mind. Look, last four digits 8758. Do you have anything to say?
Of course,
I do. All right, Beth. I'm gonna just stick to my situation. I know when I first moved to North Carolina, my mom took me to social services. I was, my husband and I had separated. I had just, I found out I was pregnant again when our daughter was 4 months old. We went to social services in Holt County. And they was like, oh, do you know the father's social? And I'm like, yeah. And like, they got excited. And they were willing to give me all of this, that, and the third. Housing, transportation, school benefits, TANF, like all of this stuff, if I would just put him on child support. But I didn't because he lived in Virginia. And the way Virginia is set up, if you get so far behind, they will take your license. And he drove as a job. And, you know, me and him didn't work out, but, you know, he was a good father. He just wasn't doing a whole lot financially, but he was a good father. So I'm like, no, I don't, you know, feel like I need to do that. You know, I feel like he's doing what he can. You know, and the stuff that y'all offer me, like, I really have that through benefits with the military. They paying for school. I got my car. It's paid for. Like, I don't need the stuff that y'all trying to roll out. But they were, you know, very disappointed. And somebody early in the show said something about, you know, it being about a resolution. And that
yeah.
sounds good, but I feel like at the end of the day, it's really about a way for the men to fight back. And we're not talking about the people, I guess, who need to support their kids because they're not there. They're not doing anything, and the mother is struggling trying to make ends meet. It's, we're speaking to the people that are being taken advantage of in this situation, and where these females that put them on child support to be vindictive and then are, in most cases, keeping the children from them. And then I feel like it needs to be geared to,
yeah.
So if you're a man in this situation, like, how do you defend yourself? Because my husband was the first caller on here, and what he neglected to say was, when we got together, he was on child support. They're garnishing his check. He's at work 12-plus hour in a 28-degree freezer moving the whole time. They're garnishing his check, but he's still giving her money. I'm like, babe, you need to pay that on the child support. You in arrears. He's like, but my kids need
yeah.
X, Y, Z right now. And, like, I couldn't do nothing but respect that. But then when she takes the social media, she's not, you know, speaking on things like that. Or how, you know, both the boys are staying with us and one of them still is, and he's still owing, you know, for that child. And she was still getting all of these benefits in the meantime. And, you know, North Carolina got hit with this storm. She got emergency food stamps. She's having cookouts. She's selling plates. She's throwing birthday bashes, all of these benefits that she's getting. And not only is, like, the other sister said, she's not being held accountable for it, he's also
yeah.
still owing. You know, while we're doing everything that we can, trying to make ends meet what we have in this household, he's still owing, and there isn't a way to regulate that. And then it's like, okay, so he does this paternity test and gets off of child support because he does have a screenshot where she contacted this other man saying that she knows they was never his. And he, you know, had doubts, and she kicked him out the hospital, so he's been questioning her from the beginning. Then he will lose rights. You know,
yeah.
and, you know, where she is and how her mind is not the type of environment that's healthy for a child. So it's even, you know, in a hard position because it's like, if he does what's right for him, he's going to be hurting his son.
Okay. And look, so look, check this out, y'all. We got 5.5 minutes left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off, we in the solution aspect. Because the elder that taught me, and they always criticize me and critique me on things, he says, Shaka, don't never ever talk about a problem if you ain't got no solution or the best solution that you could come up with. It might not be the best solution, but it's a solution. And so I want to, son, look, I'm going to start off by giving a solution to our subject matter with the child support and family courts, and then I'm going to give y'all brothers and sisters or whoever, because y'all can just unmute y'all phone, because I already got y'all on. You just unmute your phone. You can unmute it right now. And so I'm going to give my solution, and you brothers and sisters give y'all's. And I'm going to start off with mine, and it ain't in no order. And that is that you got, I guess, like the elder told me, we got to, in terms of a man, you got to think with your big head and not think with your little head. You know what I'm saying? And you are who you are around. You are who you are around. Birds of the same feathers flock together. We do all that pointing like this person ain't this. Oh, I was messing with this dude or this girl. She ain't this. But what about your decisions that you make that make that person end up in your bed? So I look at myself with the mistakes that I made because I suffer because I never touched my son. He's 18 months. I never touched him. And everybody got their own story. People could be lying, but or whatever. But and so my criticism towards myself, because I could go in towards somebody else, we got to be careful, but we got to love ourselves, and we got to come together because black folks is the only group of people at the poker table with Uno cards, and we got to do better. But go ahead, y'all. Whoever got something to say, a solution.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Yeah. Hey, man. You know, it's Rudy. Listen, I think a solution should be, I mean, it's so many people in a situation, it should be special lawyers for that. You get what I mean? Just for the cause of that.
Yep.
They got lawyers for traffic accidents, for workman's comp, for silly shit like that. You know what I mean? In actuality, niggas need to really, like, pay attention to that Murray Parvin shit. You know what I'm saying? I know that's a, like, a no-no for a nigga. You feel what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But at
you
the same time,
Murray Parvin, sir.
Yeah, hey, look, nigga be breaking through the fire.
You
feel what I'm
talking about? Hey, that's real, though.
I'm telling
people
you
need to
what,
be like, you are not the father.
Hey,
like, it's
man.
Yeah, exactly my point. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they need somebody to come out.
And Marty
like,
playing people too. Hey, look, they trying to be trying to play people too, man. That's another story too. But go ahead, man.
Yeah. But they need to come out somebody need to come out with something like that just for our audience only. You go, not even saying our audience only,
make
but
make it stand
to
procedure
you
when you have a child.
Yeah, just make it stand to procedure you when you have a child, my nigga. That's it. Like
this
if I would have known what I know now, what I knew then, nigga, I would just have no kids.
This the one
that I'm
yeah,
saying.
That was
going to
be my solution.
Oh.
That was
but see, not having no kids, that's another bad thing.
Sex.
That's self-genocide with black folks, man. But go ahead.
No.
No,
listen.
Stop having sex.
This is what I'm saying. Like, if I know that I would have been
we got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes. Go ahead, brother.
All right, so I'm going to say, if I'd known if I wouldn't have been the father of my son, you feel what I'm saying, I wouldn't have sit there and stuck around for a second kid that is actually mine.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You get what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Everyone makes mistakes,
ahead.
Man.
You have something
you
to say,
something?
Brother, you have something to say? You got 2 minutes.
Yeah, everybody make mistakes. I'm the only one that didn't have the child. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not. And I called Maury. I called all them shows. The girl wouldn't never go to nothing. None of it. I did everything
she
I
knew.
Could.
She knew she'd be embarrassed, like, in her home city, but hey, and then on top of that, like, they need to come out with a law for, like, defamation of character, because I'm an awesome dad, but a bitch just slandered me on social media talking this, that, and the third, and I can't do shit about it.
Yeah, but if only ones you got to worry about is those that know you, and the those that know you, you don't have to worry about, because they know already the character of you, who you are. So whoever else, who cares? You know what I'm saying? I never look bad or nothing, because they have my name in the paper and everything as a deadbeat dad. I got locked up with all the rest of them, but they never knew my story.
Damn.
And I didn't know this girl from my hole in the room. And
bro,
I didn't.
Like,
I wasn't even
bro,
in the
I,
in,
I can,
in,
you can literally well. Write a book on your story alone, cuz.
Yeah, cuz that's one.
Yeah, this show. Hey, look, this show should have been 2 hours. But it's 9:59, and I don't want the show to stop. And y'all hear somebody saying some real stuff like, damn, I wish y'all could have heard the rest of what he was about to say. And so, look,
yeah, because
I'm going to make a part two of this show. Hey, look,
real,
I'm going to make a part two of this show.
Nothing. You can go all the way
all
through
you got to do, Jamari, like right now, the show ends, go live on Facebook. period.
This was the
look, but I'm going to do that too. Hey, but look, I thank y'all for joining in. I thank y'all for joining to the Elephant in the Room. And tune in every week at 8 p.m. every Wednesday.